what I'm saying in this contest is that I will change the look, the sound, the feel of Labour. I'm going to take it out of the Westminster bubble where it has been trapped for far too long, put it back in touch with ordinary people, get its feet back on the ground, and just start dealing directly with the issues that people are concerned about. Housing, immigration, facing up to the difficult issues too, but just talking in a way that people understand, because Labour's often speaking in a jargon that leaves people cold. You know, we need to change a lot of things and make Labour the people's party again.
And what did you make to the Chancellor's claims that they were rebuilding the North now?
They're just laughable spin, aren't they? I mean, I was trapped on a train for 2 hours a couple of weeks ago between Manchester and Huddersfield in a field, no air conditioning, standing up. And I thought, aren't we lucky to live in a northern powerhouse? Well, I didn't quite think that. I think there's something less less printable than that. But, you know, it's just a joke, isn't it? You know, northern powerhouse, then he rips the engine out by scrapping the Trans-Pennine line. You know, it's Tory spin, isn't it? And, you know, the north needs a real plan. And I think we need to see a rebalancing of investment to creating proper east-west links that means that the cities of the north can rise again.
And would your plans involve devolution to Yorkshire?
Yeah, I'm a strong believer in giving more powers to councils, and I've said that to the meeting today. But I don't think that devolution with a gun to your head is the right way to go, and it seems to me that that is what George Osborne is doing to the councils here. You know, my way or the highway. And I mean, that's not the way to go. Devolution only works if it's a genuine ask that comes from the bottom up. It doesn't work if Whitehall just says, right, you do it this way or no way at all. And that's what's going on here. I think that's wrong. You know, people here know what's right for this area. They know the networks, the partnerships, the way of working that has, you know, been around for years. And you can't just have a Chancellor coming along and just trying to kind of say that, you know, it's either this way or people can sling it. You know, they're going about it in entirely the wrong way. And I think the councillors here are right to stand their ground.
And what did you make to the Yorkshire crowd today?
Oh, great, actually. Yeah, I've not always had happy afternoons at Elland Road. I remember Everton had many difficult days here in the past, but today was a good one. They were a good crowd and on good form. And, you know, the party's beginning to... We've stopped licking our wounds. The party's beginning to stir again, and, you know, we'll be back. The people of this city and West Yorkshire need us to be back. We've just had a budget that's going to create a two-tier workforce that's going to really pull the rug from under young people. So they need a Labour Party to get out there and start speaking for them again. And under my leadership, that is exactly what it will do.